Welcome back to the second half of The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. SAM Ministries is celebrating its 30th year of service to San Antonio. For the last three decades, SAM has been working with the local homeless community and has grown into the organization that we is today. In the studio, we have Navarra Williams. He is the president and CEO of SAM. And also we have a SAM Ministries client, Yvonne Lopez. Welcome to SAM. Welcome to The Source.
Thank you.
And so our phone lines are open. The number is 614-8980. If you've got a question or a comment about SAM and about the homeless situation in San Antonio, if you've been a client and they've turned your life around, we really want to hear from you. The number is 614-8980. So, Navarre, let me ask you, how big is SAM Ministries? What are you guys – it just seems 30 years, that's amazing. I remember when it started and it was of this an initiative – it had a lot of hope, a lot of dreams, but it really has made a big difference over the years in San Antonio.
Right. Well, 30 years ago, it did start after 11 downtown congregations joined together to form a sort of a soup kitchen in the basement of First Presbyterian Church. And 2 years later, in 1983, they incorporated SAM Ministries, San Antonio Metropolitan Ministries, actually, and started a 501c3 nonprofit. And it started with emergency services that eventually led them to the Carmel Street facility, which served homeless men initially. And over time, then it served homeless men and homeless women and then families as well. So the face of homelessness changed quite a bit over the last 30 years.
Yeah, that's the amazing part, the how it changes and what needs to be done and the services that need to be provided. You think that homelessness is homelessness, but it's not. It does change. And we have to have an acute awareness of what the situation is in order to provide the most effective services.
That's correct, because every homeless person or homeless family is different. And so there are different strategies that we follow based on where that person is in homelessness. For example, about 5 years ago, SAM Ministries created a homeless prevention program. And what we do is we try to keep a family in their home by paying either their back rent or a back utility bill as long as they have income going forward. And we have done this to the extent where we've kept 15,000 people in their homes, including 8,000 children, over the last 5 years, and at a cost of just about $700 a family. Now, not all families can meet that criteria. Some families are further down in terms of what has happened to them. Usually it's an economic situation. 48% of the families that we serve say that a loss of income is the reason that they became homeless. And so we have a transitional program, what we call our Transitional Living and Learning Center, where a family will get up to 2 years to be able to work back to self-sufficiency. But that investment to help that family is about $40,000 over that two-year period of time. So the idea would be to help as many folks you could help at $700, not just because it's very cost-efficient, but also that family doesn't go through the trauma of becoming homeless.
Our phone lines are open, and the number is 614-8980. Ron is on the line. Ron, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thanks very much. There have been some stories in the news of late of other nonprofits here and across the country who've gotten into financial trouble, who have abused the trust. And 30 years is obvious testimony to the success of SAM. But how do we know, Navarra, that you're spending donations wisely? Is there any kind of accreditation service that has said, hey, they're doing a great job?
Yes, actually.
Right, thanks, Ron. Appreciate that call.
Thank you. There is an evaluator of charities called Charity Navigator, and they evaluate 6,300 charities across the country. And recently, SAM Ministries just received our sixth national award, our sixth four-star rated award, which is the highest award that Charity Navigator gives. And what they said in a letter to SAM Ministries was that that would put us in the 97th percentile of charities that they rate. In other words, we're included in the top 3%. I saw a billboard by one of the hospitals here recently that said, yeah, top 3%. Maybe we should put that on a billboard.
So that means that when people donate funds to you guys, that it's not going towards lavish lifestyle. That's money that's being put to work.
Well, that's correct. They look at accountability and transparency. So if you go to SAMM.org, SAM Ministries website, you'll be able to see how we do things, what we plan to do. Our goals and objectives are on that website. Our financial statements are on that website. Our audit is on that website. So we want to be very transparent, but we also want to be accountable. So we tell you how we're serving the clients and the results of our programs.
Well, let me ask you about what's happening with the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare. Is that going to be able to provide more resources to the homeless? And will they have trouble accessing that work?
Well, a lot of homeless don't have any access to insurance. They can't afford insurance. My understanding is, you know, the state of Texas has decided to opt out of some of the areas like Medicaid that would affect, you know, some of the homeless people. So I'm not sure that they're going to, in the state of Texas, they're going to get any additional help.
Right. Well, I mean, people who are homeless, there's different types of homeless. We have the transitional homeless and people who have had a loss of income, and they've had people who just have problems, mental problems, and are not able to deal with, you know, maintaining a domicile. Mm-hmm. So would think that, that those people need help, and that'll right. and medical care.
Right. So in terms of SAM Ministries, mostly we take care of families. And in our transitional program, there's a medical clinic there that is supported by the UT Health Science Center. There's also a dental clinic there. So a lot of the preventative care is being done by the medical school and the dental school, which our clients don't have to pay for.
So SAM Ministry has been around for 30 years. What has been the key to, I mean, I guess that is the need, is it ever going to go away? Is it going to say, hey, there's no more homeless, we don't need you guys anymore?
Well, we would like to be out of business someday, but I don't think that's going to happen in a while. You know, again, because there's all these different circumstances that place people into homelessness. And you're right, some homeless people do have mental health issues. They do have substance abuse issues. But again, a lot of it today is just the economy. It's just life. And one of the common threads of folks that are homeless and homeless families, though, is their level of education. And so that's one of the things that we focus on when they're with us for that 2-year period, is we help them reorient themselves back to their education. Maybe they had started an AA degree. Well, go finish it. Maybe you don't have your GED. Well, let's go help you get that GED. Because the lack of education sort of translates into them not making enough money to be able to support their families.
Because it's so hard once you kind of fallen off the track to get back on it. You know, it's like a treadmill that won't slow down long enough for you to get back on. So this is a boost, I imagine.
Well, and the folks that are in our 2-year program, they have to agree to a lot to get into that program. They've got to agree to be either working full time or going to school full time. They've got to agree to taking care of their own food needs. And they have to agree to go through all of our life skill classes, which focus on parenting and nurturing, fiscal management in terms of money management, conflict resolution. By the time that they're through our program, they're ready to go.
All right. So we're going to talk more about that. And also, we want to hear from a SAM Ministries client when we come back. This is The Source. If you want to join the conversation, the number is 614-8980, 614-8980. Join the conversation about homelessness in San Antonio. This is The Source. We'll be right back. This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. We've been talking about homelessness in San Antonio and 30 years of SAM Ministries on the job dealing with homelessness in San Antonio. Navarro Williams, he's the president and CEO of SAM. He's been here in the studio with us. He also brought with him a client of SAM Ministries. When I talk to Yvonne Lopez, welcome to The Source, Yvonne.
Thank you.
So tell me about your experience with SAM Ministries. How did you become a client?
I became a client, I guess, through a domino effect in life that can happen to anybody. I get kind of emotional, so I'm going to try not to get emotional. But we were just a normal middle-class family, me and my husband and my 4 children at the time. And I became pregnant and was high-risk pregnancy, wasn't able to work or do anything. And my husband, of course, had to take over making all payments for rent, bills, any kind of everyday life necessities that we needed. And again, I couldn't do anything. I was put on high-risk pregnancy. Bed rest pretty much is what I was allowed to do. And for the safety of my child. So, of course, I did that because my unborn child was very important to me. And my husband had a minimum wage job, which wasn't enough, obviously, for a family of six. And then he ended up picking up another job, which made him lose his second job due to lack of sleep. So it was kind of, you know, we didn't have money for rent, bills, you know, things were piling up. We were getting behind. And one thing at a time just kept occurring. And, you know, we reached out for help and we got help in every way possible, but it wasn't enough. And the house we were renting at the time was sold. So we were also, we also had to leave at that time in life. And it was just like a domino effect, like I said. And it's not that we were just grabbing out for any kind of thing or, you know what I mean? Like, we were reaching out in every way possible, but it wasn't enough at that time in life for us. And so we ended up transitioning into the TLLC program, which is amazing. And I can honestly say me and my husband wouldn't be where we are today if it wasn't for that program.
And what do they do for you?
They do a lot for me and my family, but me and my husband also, like Navarro said, there's a curriculum that you have to follow, and we follow that curriculum, and you have to want it more. They give you the resources and the references and everything that you need. You have to go out there and reach it and go for it and do it. And at the end of the two-year program or 15, 16 months, however long you're there, you'll be ahead.
So they gave you a place to stay?
Yes. We stay there right now currently with our five children. My unborn child was finally born healthy and everything. And
congratulations.
Yes. And my husband's had two job promotions. He's been able to keep his job and get two promotions, two raises, under the circumstances that we weren't stressed out about having a place to live, paying bills, having somewhere to cook, and, you know, all the things that a lot of people take for granted. And I just finished up my associate's degree, and I'm about to finish the Peace Officers Academy next month.
Peace Officers Academy?
I am at San Antonio College.
So, okay, so then you would qualify as a peace officer and become a detention officer or police officer or something like that?
Anywhere, yes.
Wow, that's amazing. Congratulations for that. And so had this program not existed, then you would not have been able to go back to school and get that.
I wouldn't have. My husband also never had the chance to complete his GED or anything, and he got his high school diploma through the program, and he's wants to start, after I finish my academy, he wants to start his in getting his associates, and I'm going to continue to get my bachelor's, and I have my associates now.
Where do you think would have happened if SAM Ministries hadn't been there?
I don't know. I wouldn't. We'd probably still be struggling every day. And my education level wouldn't have been as high as it is today, and neither would my husband's. And we'd probably still fall back in that category, like a cycle, again someday.
Navarro, what do you think when you hear these stories?
Well, it's why I'm here. It's why I'm at SAM Ministries, because we do offer hope to people in lots of different ways. And as Yvonne said, they have to do the work. You know, they have to agree to the program. But, you know, her family's been exemplary in terms of adhering to everything they need to do. And there have been many, many other families. About 85% of the families that enter this program do graduate. Most of them improve their education in some way, because it is a huge focus. And we also look at the education of the children. We want them to, you know, we recognize them when they make the honor roll. When they graduate from one class to another, we recognize them. Because education is why I'm sitting here. And why, you know, most of us have the opportunities that we do. So if we can help these families and their children get on track with the education, it will benefit them.
Let's go back to the phones. The number is 614-8980. Linda is on the line. Linda, welcome to The Source.
Hello. I have a brief question. What relationship does SAM have to Haven for Hope, if any relationship?
All right. Thank you for the call, Linda.
Well, thank you for that question, because people are really confused about Haven for Hope versus SAM Ministries. And SAM Ministries used to do emergency shelter on Commerce Street. We did close that program, and we moved over to the Haven for Hope campus. And for a couple of years, we monitored all of the dormitories at the Haven for Hope campus. But their programs changed. They created a mental health unit. They created a sobriety unit, a substance abuse unit. And that's not our expertise. So we decided that we would not do the monitoring of the dorms any longer, but we would still do services on the campus. So we provide the donations. If you bring donations to the Haven for Hope, SAM Ministries takes them and provides them to all the partners on the Haven for Hope. We help the Haven for Hope clients with workforce development training as well as education assistance. So that's one difference. So we do work at the Haven for Hope campus, but we have our own programs as well. SAM Ministries has the Transitional Living and Learning Center that Yvonne just talked about. We have 25 transitional houses. We have a homeless prevention program where we help keep people out of homelessness. And as I said earlier, we've kept 15,000 people out of homelessness, including 8,000 children. And then we have programs where we manage 65 apartments for families with a disability. And we also have what's called a housing voucher. We have 100 housing vouchers for families that need rental assistance. So we have quite a few programs that are different than what the Haven for Hope does, but we do have a relationship with Haven.
So, Navarre, let me ask you, I mean, you're an accomplished guy. I mean, you're a CEO, executive. You've been in the corporate world. You've been at SAM Ministries for quite a while now.
Mm-hmm.
What's your passion? What drives you?
I was very blessed. I mean, a lot of people know I was head of Time Warner Cable here in San Antonio, and that was a very great life. But when I came back to San Antonio, I wanted to do something more that would give back to the community. And SAM Ministries was an opportunity that I just could not refuse. Because what we do, again, is provide people hope. We give them the opportunities to stay out of homelessness, to transition out of homelessness. And if there's one thing that I hope that I brought to SAM Ministries, it's accountability. We're tracking all of the results of what we do, so I can come back to a donor and say, you helped us with homeless prevention, and 95% of the families after 18 months are still out of homelessness. So we can verify those kind of outcomes, and people say, okay, well, I get it. $700 to keep a family in their home versus $40,000 to help a family transition back out of homelessness. They get it, and we need both programs, but I'd rather do as many $700 clients as we possibly could.
Yeah, but, I mean, there is something in you, a burning in you. I mean, you're connected to this. What is it?
Probably my personal life. I grew up relatively poor. I wasn't homeless, but, you know, we didn't have a lot. And then I, you know, through my education, I was able to have an incredible career in the cable television industry and lots of benefits and lots of experiences. And I realized that really a focus on education, that could be anyone. If not for somebody taking an interest in me and helping make sure I got a great education, then perhaps I wouldn't have had that life. So maybe that's what's driving me.
So, Yvonne,
I agree with him.
What do you tell me more?
They're like my family. They're the ones that support me and inspire me. And keep me and my husband and all my kids going. They have so many activities for the children, and half the time they don't realize where they're at, and it's just like a normal life. And I didn't have that family. Like I grew up in a rough childhood and didn't have that kind of push that I needed. And being there, it's they've helped me in every way possible, like I've told you, every way possible.
So how has this been for the kids?
Honestly, you would have thought my 18 and 15-year-old would have taken it down a wrong road, you know. But honestly, my 18-year-old is graduating this year, and we've been there for 17 months now, and AB student, and they were involved with a lot of the kids' programs, but now he's working, and my 15-year-old is, you know, honestly, it was kind of rough in the situation we were in, and he was giving me a little bit of trouble. But since we've been there, it's been total opposite, big transformation, and be honor roll student, and he's involved with kids at the gym and mentoring them. And he's gone, you know, with Navarro a couple places and told everybody it's okay. I mean, we don't look like typical people that would be in TLLC or my son gets mad when I say homeless. He says we're houseless, Mom. He gets so upset at me. He's like, we have a home. We are a home. We're
so
together.
So the kids really responded to the restoration of stability.
Yes.
And knowing that you guys are going to stay together, mm-hmm. and you're a family unit, and you're going to find a way to deal with this with the help of Navarro and the SAM Ministries.
Yes, it actually showed, I want to say it inspired my older ones to show that when you're a family, and it gave them morals and values to life, as well as shifting and making other younger children understand that, hey, it happens. It can happen to anybody.
It can, because you guys are hardworking. I mean, you're not deadbeats.
Yeah.
You're hardworking, and so many people are living paycheck to paycheck. And when you miss that paycheck, and man, you're out on the street.
Mm-hmm.
Something like SAM Ministries, it's good to have you.
Thank you so much for having us.
All right. Thank you for being on the air with us, Navarro Williams and Yvonne Lopez. Thanks for sharing your story with us. This is The Source on KSTX. We'll be back on Monday. Thanks for listening. Thank you.